topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Welcome to Clearwater's Featured Healthcare Defender. In recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we're bringing you a series of interviews to share the stories and backgrounds of some of healthcare's leading cybersecurity defenders. I'm Julie Catron. I'm part of the marketing team at Clearwater. And today's featured healthcare defender is Francois Bouton. Francois is AVP and CISO for Inspira Health. Inspira is a nonprofit health system in New Jersey that includes 3 hospitals, 2 comprehensive cancer centers, 8 multi-specialty health centers, and locations throughout South Jersey. Francois has been with Inspira for over 30 years, and during our conversation, he shares some background on how he got started and grew his career with Inspira. I really enjoyed the chance to learn more about Francois and hear some of his insights around defending patient care delivery, and I hope you enjoy it too. So let's get started. Francois, thank you for joining me today. I just want to start with some basics and learn a little bit about your organization and your role there.
Sure. So I am the CISO from Inspira Healthcare. We are a system of hospitals located in southern New Jersey. We have 4 hospitals and in process of merging with another one. We have 150 locations, if actually probably more by now.
Yeah.
All across southern New Jersey, 5 different counties in southern New Jersey.
So you guys have a pretty sizable organization there. Can you talk a little bit about your role with Inspira?
So yes, my role used to be, I'm in transition right now. I used to be the Director of Technology, Infrastructure, and CISO. And I'm transferring to only CISO. We just hired a director of IT infrastructure, which helps me. It's a win-win for Inspira. It's a win-win for everybody, for me, for the new person, where basically I am going to be able to focus only on security. Sometimes it's a fine line between security and infrastructure, but I work well with a new person and it's working fantastic. So
that's very exciting.
Yep, it is.
Congrats on growing the team and being able to move into that role. What do you think will be possibly the biggest change in being able to throw all of your attention into the CISO role and have someone else focusing on infrastructure?
Well, it will be building the team, and I'll be able to pay more attention to InfoSec and support my team. I'll be more part of the team than I ever was, which is the whole idea.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
So cybersecurity, you know, I'm curious how you find your way into cybersecurity. What was your background and how did you land here?
I've been with Inspira for over 30 years. So I've been in the infrastructure forever and a little bit of information security from the beginning, but it wasn't my primary focus at the time. My role changed with one of my CIOs who said, hey, you know, we really need to build an InfoSec program. And I was, all in because it's always been a passion for me. InfoSec, it's something you take home with you. You know, you don't leave it at the door. You're always thinking about it. So I got certified in InfoSec. I learned more. I'm always learning. And that's how I built my InfoSec career, basically.
It's rarer and rarer, right, to meet folks who have been with an organization for 30 years, 30 plus years. So that's exciting. And, you know, that's fun to see. What about healthcare? You can focus a career like yours in a lot of areas. What drew you to healthcare? Why stay in healthcare? You know, what's behind that?
I was in manufacturing and distribution of glassware. And I was sent to the United States to do a project to build a plant and reorganize the warehouses and reorganize the IT for all that. And after my mission was done, which it took a good 8 years for that to happen, pretty much I was in the United States. I didn't want to leave. So so I started to look around and the local hospital was looking for a director of IT. So I applied, I joined that, and 4 mergers and 2 new hospitals built later. I'm still here. They keep me interested in everything I do. And
you've seen a lot. You've done a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What would you say is the best part of your job right now?
Best part is really being able to focus on information security. One of the things that is excellent is working in healthcare. It kind of gives you an extra dimension, quite frankly. It's not really InfoSec, it's with healthcare. No matter where you work in healthcare, in the end, you're there to make people better, to serve patients. Mm-hmm. And that's this added dimension. You just don't come to work and, you know, leave work behind you when you're done. It's what you do as this extra dimension of healthcare. And even though we're not directly in the patient care team, we feel, and I tell my whole team, that they are part of the patient care team because we enable them to do what they do, you know, at every level, and it's got to be more secure and safe, and that's what we do. So it's like I said, it's an extra dimension.
Absolutely, you guys are protecting your organization's ability mm-hmm. to deliver care. So you're absolutely part of that care team and part of what your organization is doing and caring for patients. So I'm curious, as a security leader in healthcare, do you have any words of advice for others, either first starting out in your field or other leaders in healthcare security?
Well, the advice I would give is at two different levels, but they're kind of related. The first thing I would say is if you want to go into information security, first of all, it's a great move because there's 0% unemployment in information security. Mm-hmm. So I think that's fantastic. And we need more people in InfoSec anyway. The first thing I would say is get certified, get some kind of certification. It shows when you're trying to get hired in those positions that you basically, maybe you don't have the experience, but at least you've been exposed to all the concepts. That's what certification is about. So the other thing I would say is learn IT at every level and don't forget other disciplines. So learn IT at every level, I mean, learn networking. You have to know a little bit of networking. You have to know about systems, active directories, you know, Windows, Unix, Linux, et cetera, et cetera. You have to know a little bit of everything. You don't have to be an expert, but you have to know how it works so that you can protect it.
That's great advice.
Yeah, that's to me, that's the best thing. And then do not forget to learn other disciplines. If you offered an accounting course or a financial course, take it, or a management course or project management course. Take all that. Learn as much as you can. Don't stop learning, but definitely learn as much as you can because you're going to have to work with the business. And because really, basically, what we're trying to do is align ourselves to the business. We don't want to be a department of no. We want to be able to say no, but this is the right way to do it if you want to do something, right?
Thank you for sharing that. That's a great perspective. I love thinking about it that way, especially what you said around continuing to learn and understand all these other departments and functions and being able to help and enable those things. That's really great advice.
Yeah, you want to be an enabler. And enabler because of InfoSec means you have to be able to do it, you know, safely and securely. But mm-hmm. you definitely want to be an enabler. You don't want to be a roadblock, because if you are, the business will find a way to go around you.
Absolutely. Yes, it will. But anything else that we should know about you or Inspira?
We're a great system. Our organization is very progressive. As long as I can justify what I'm trying to do in information security, they totally understand we're trying to protect the organization. We're, as every hospital, we are big targets. Mm-hmm. The cost of an EMR is much higher than the cost of a credit card number. So we are definitely under attack. We have a lot of protections in place, but it's always a challenge, right? And that's why we're doing everything we're doing.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us and your background. This was so enjoyable and I loved everything that you said. And we're so happy that we could feature you as one of our healthcare defenders this month and for cybersecurity awareness. So Thanks again for joining us. That wraps it for this.
Thank you, Julie, and thanks to Clearwater for doing this.
Thanks for checking out today's Healthcare Defender. I hope you enjoyed our quick interview with Francois. Keep an eye out on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we feature Healthcare Defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Finally, be sure to like our posts and tag a Healthcare Defender you know in the comments.